Louisiana governor criminalizes forcing abortion pills on pregnant women. By Catherine Hamilton on May 28, 2024. Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry, R. signed a first-of-its-kind bill on Friday criminalizing the act of poisoning unsuspecting pregnant women with abortion drugs. The law, SB 276, also classifies the two drugs used in medication abortions, mifepristone and misoprostol, as controlled substances and places them in the same category as opioids and other dangerous medications. Requiring an abortion-inducing drug to be obtained with a prescription and criminalizing the use of an abortion drug on an unsuspecting mother is nothing short of common sense, Landry said in a statement posted on X. This bill protects women across Louisiana, and I was proud to sign this bill into law today. The law makes it illegal for people to possess abortion drugs without a prescription in Louisiana, a state which outlaws all abortions except to save a pregnant woman's life, to prevent a serious adverse health risk, or if the baby is not expected to survive the pregnancy. Anyone found guilty of being in possession on abortion pills without a valid prescription could face up to 5 years in prison. Pregnant women themselves are exempted from the law, and the law makes an exception for the use of the same medications for non-abortion reasons. The bill also created a new category of crime called coerced criminal abortion, which bars someone from fraudulently using abortion drugs to cause or attempt to cause an abortion on a pregnant woman without her knowledge or consent. That crime is punishable by between 5 and 10 years in prison, along with a fine of $10,000 to $75,000. Anyone who commits a coerced criminal abortion on a pregnant woman who is more than 3 months pregnant could face between 10 and 20 years in prison and a fine of $50,000 to $100,000, according to the bill. The bill is expected to go into effect on October 1. Senator Thomas Presley, R., introduced the bill after his pregnant sister's husband in Texas secretly tried to abort her baby multiple times using abortion pills. The man, Mason Herring, ultimately pleaded guilty to injuring a child in the assault of a pregnant person and was sentenced to 6 months in jail after reaching a plea deal with a district attorney, the Shreveport Times reported. I do not believe that 180 days is justice for attempting to kill your child 7 separate times, Presley's sister Catherine Herring told the Associated Press. Herring was ultimately able to save her baby girl through the medical abortion reversal process, a process which Democrats are currently targeting around the country, though her daughter now suffers some adverse conditions from being born 10 weeks prematurely, according to the report. I'm very grateful my niece and sister survived this incredibly cruel crime, but I want to make sure other women don't have to go through this, Presley told USA Today Network. It's clear to me that 6 months in jail isn't punishment enough for committing this crime, Presley said. Our family doesn't believe justice was served in my sister's case. The pro-abortion Biden administration spared no time in blaming former President Donald Trump for the bill's passage and casting it another attempt to curtail so-called reproductive freedom. Extremists in Louisiana just passed legislation to criminalize the possession of safe and effective abortion medication with penalties of several years of jail time. Donald Trump is to blame, Vice President Kamala Harris said in a post to X. Landry hit back at Harris in another post to X, saying, "Another day, another lie from the Biden administration. Proud to stand with our legislature to ensure this drug can be obtained legally and safely, ensuring the protection of all women. Without this bill, women and the unborn are more susceptible to predators," Landry wrote. Contrary to the false narrative that the media perpetuates, we stand with the women of Louisiana. Ask Senator Presley's sister about how safe these drugs are, Louisiana Attorney General Liz Morrill added. This is uninformed on all counts. The Supreme Court is currently weighing a case brought by pro-life organizations and doctors who want the U.S. Food and Drug Administration to reinstate several safety regulations around the use of mifepristone, the first drug used in a two-drug medication abortion regimen. The rolled-back restrictions include the FDA's decision in 2016 to extend the permissible gestational age of the baby for which a girl or woman may take abortion drugs from 7 weeks gestation to 10 weeks gestation, its elimination of requiring prescribers to report non-fatal complications from the drug, and its 2021 rule change allowing abortionists to send mifepristone through the mail. The FDA also recently made permanent its rule to allow women and girls to receive a prescription for mifepristone via telemedicine. Medication abortions accounted for 63% of all abortions in the United States in 2023, up from 53% in 2020, according to the pro-abortion Guttmacher Institute. Catherine Hamilton is a political reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on X @thecot_Hamilton.